Using the Internet. Microsoft Internet Explorer and Mozilla Firefox are both free browsers which are used to surf the web. Internet Explorer is commonly referred to as IE, and Mozilla Firefox is commonly referred to just as Firefox. By surfing, I'm referring to the ability to intelligently find information and research certain topics on the web. There is a wealth of information on the web, and WindowEyes makes it extremely simple to research what is out there. This tutorial will simply give you the very basics of how to surf the web. As of the recording of this tutorial, version 7.0 of IE is the most current version available. IE 8 is currently in beta form, but still it has not been released. We'll be using version 7.0, which is the official version from Microsoft. If at all possible, you should be using this version, or if a newer version is available, possibly that version. Note, under Windows 2000, IE 6.0 Service Pack 1 is the latest version offered by Microsoft. Section 19 of the WindowEyes manual should definitely be read, as it contains all the information specific to how WindowEyes interacts with Internet Explorer and Firefox. You should, without a doubt, read that section. Let's start up Internet Explorer and do some basic surfing. To start Internet Explorer, bring up the Start menu and press down arrow followed by Enter. Now, this is a Windows Vista thing, so you'll have to actually do that a little bit differently under XP. But I'm going to bring up the Start menu. In my case, I'll use Control Escape.
Start menu. Start search. Edit box.
Hit one down arrow.
Internet. Internet Explorer. List view. 1 of 12.
Vista always just keeps that as the first item there. Hit Enter.
Windows Internet Explorer. 41 links, 2 unclicks, 1 table, 6 headings. Link skip to main content, visit link, WindowEyes, link, rail sense.
I'm going to silence that with the tap of the control key. So my homepage is set to www.gwmicro.com, but your homepage is most likely set to something different. To open www.gwmicro.com, you just press in Internet Explorer, you would press Control O. In Firefox, you'd press Control L. But let me press Control O.
O. Dialog. Open. Open D. Compo. Edit box.
So it allows you to type in the URL that you want. So I'm going to go ahead and type in, even though I'm already there, just to show you. I'm going to do www.gwmicro.com. Hit Enter.
Welcome to 41 links, 2 unclicks, 1 table, 6 headings. Links skip to
I'm going to silence that again with a tap of the control key. When using the internet, there is a mode that can be turned off or on. This mode is called browse mode. Browse mode can be turned on and off with Control Shift A. When browse mode is turned on, you are easily able to read the web page, but you are not able to enter text onto a web page. With browse mode turned on, you are ensured text accuracy and easy navigation on web pages. Reading line by line is like in Microsoft Word. Press the up or down arrow key to read each line, or use the left and right arrow keys to read character by character. WindowEyes automatically decolumnizes web pages so that you do not have navigation issues with columns. Although text may appear in columns visually on the screen, WindowEyes allows you to seamlessly navigate a web page without having to worry about columns. Now, as the page is loading, you might have noticed some status messages like downloading page, loading page, load done, starts reading the page, reads the number of links and all this information. That's just part of the typical loading process. Again, Internet Explorer doesn't give you a way to navigate easily through a web page. They assume you're using a mouse and you're just scrolling up and down the page, viewing that page in its visual format. So we had to give you a way to be able to navigate through the document as if you were in a text document, let's say in Word or inside Microsoft WordPad or Notepad or whatever. So what we do is we create this browse mode environment. This is a WindowEyes environment, kind of an invisible word processor, if you will, that takes the current web page, the entire web page, regardless of what's currently visible on the screen, but it takes the entire web page that the browser is rendering and puts it in this browse mode functionality. And again, this browse mode functionality allows you to then arrow through this as if you're in a word processor. So we're still sitting at the GWMicro homepage, and let's just play with some basic navigation things. So I'm sitting at the top, or to make sure I'm sitting at the top, just like you would in a word processor, I'm going to hit Control Home. So Control Key down, tapping Home.
Top.
It says top, so I'm at the top. Now if I just down arrow one time.
Link skip to main content.
Down arrow again.
Visit link WindowEyes.
Down again.
Link rail sense.
Now I can also just right arrow key. Let me hit the right arrow key.
R A I L.
Each press.
L E space.
Or left arrow key.
E L L I A.
So that's how I can move that. I can do control left and right to go by word. So let me do control right arrow.
Sense. Small talk. Ultra. CCTV. Voice, Sense, Sync Rail, Support, Training, GW.
That's just going right by word, control right arrow. I could do control left arrow to go backwards by word. So again, very similar functionality that you would expect in a word processor. I can also use the page up and page down key just to go chunks of 20 some odd lines. So every page down, it would read the next 22, 3 lines. Page down again would read the next thing. So I could just go down through that. And I can also do my read to end like we did inside of our word processors. I can just hit control shift R and it will start a read to end. I can stop that with any key press. I can rewind and fast forward with the left and right arrow keys. I can increase and decrease the rate with the U and the D keys as it's reading through the read to end. I can also select text just like I was in a word processor. Again, let me do control home to get to the top.
Top.
Down arrow once.
Link skip to main content.
Now let me just shift right arrow.
S selected. K selected.
I'm just shift right arrowing. Now shift control right arrow.
Yep. Selected.
I can do Control Shift M to read the current selection.
Oops. Link skip.
Okay. Just tells me what's currently selected as you deal with that. So all of this just works exactly as you would expect. And this is because of the WindowWise browse mode functionality. Internet Explorer has basically been put to sleep at this point while you're reading this web page in the WindowWise browse mode functionality. Now we also give you lots of other navigation keys to be able to move quickly through a web page. Let me do Control Home again.
Top.
If you just want to go by link, you can just press an L. I'll hit L.
Link skip to main content.
L again.
Visit link window eyes.
L again.
Link rail sense.
L again.
Link small talk ultra.
If I want to go back by link, I can just do shift L.
Link rail sense.
Shift L again.
Visit link window eyes.
Again.
Link skip to main content.
Again.
No link.
So it tells me there's no link. There's no further link up at the top. We don't auto wrap. We think that's a little bit confusing when you automatically wrap from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top. Now you can also use the tab key to go between links, but it also takes you between controls and other things in there. So if you just want to go by link, you would just use the L. If you don't care that you would also stop at controls like edit boxes and things, you could use the tab key. We also have another keystroke that you could press that would just take you to visited links. Visually on the screen, a sighted user can tell that a link has been visited because it's typically of a different color. Now, if if that's of interest because that was provided to a sighted user, we think it's also important that it's provided to a blind user. So let me go back to the top with Control Home.
Top.
Let me press V for visited link.
Visited link window eyes.
Now, of course, the window eyes web page has been gone to before because this is GW Micro, right? So we're always going to these pages. Let me hit V again.
Visit link GW Micro, unleashing the power of your mind's eye.
And we know that that page has been viewed because that's the page we're currently showing. So I could continue on and shift V would just go to the previously visited link. I can also just move by text, X and shift X. This command can be defined so that you can tell WindowWise what to consider text. For example, you can define at least 10 characters, and it must have at least 2 consecutive lines of text. So as I hit X, by default, it will just go to the first line that has any sort of text on it. But you can say sometimes web pages have vertical bars separating links, and the vertical bar is technically text, yes, but it's not really a place that I want to stop to. So I could say that there must be at least, let's say 5 characters on a line. And I could also say that there must be at least 2 consecutive lines of text for me to consider a text. Otherwise, X would just skip past it. And we'll show you in the verbosity where you can actually set that. But if I hit X here,
welcome to GW Micro.
It skips all the links and just takes me right to the first line of text. So this could also be a good ploy for you to skip a bunch of links or things like that. If there are a ton of them, just hit X to get to the first line of text. You can also skip by control. A control, again, would be an edit box, checkbox, radio button, things like that. C and shift C will take you between controls. You can also, we have a specified control search where you can hit N. WindowWise, let me hit N here.
In control search mode.
It says in control search mode. Now, there are no controls on this particular web page, but I have lots of control. I can hit, now I can hit a B to go to a button. I could hit E to go to an edit box, O to a combo box, X to a checkbox, R to a radio button, I to a list box, or A to go to the any next control that might happen to be following where I'm at. Now I can also, not only can I go to these elements, I can also get specific. For instance, maybe I want to go to the first unchecked checkbox. So after hitting N, I could hit U, and then I could hit X for checkbox.
No unchecked checkbox.
It tried to find an unchecked checkbox, but it said there wasn't one, so it failed in that respect. I could also do N,
control search mode.
C, X.
No checked checkbox.
There it said there was no checked checkbox. Or I could just do N,
control
X.
Search mode. No checkbox.
And there it just said there's no checkbox at all that I can deal with that. So those kind of enhance how you want to be able to do that. You can also say, I want to go to the next disabled particular control if you want to deal with that as well. So you can enhance the particular controls you want to go to. Now you can also specify a number. Let's say you want to go to the sixth checkbox. I could do N.
In control search mode.
Six. Let's say I want to go to the sixth unchecked checkbox. I could do then U and then X.
No unchecked checkbox.
So in that case, it tried to go to the sixth checkbox. Well, if there isn't even one, it's not going to go to that. But that gives you great power to be able to jump around the web page. I can type any number from 1 to 9 to quickly take me to any one of those element types. You just proceed that number. After hitting N, you can do a U and a C for unchecked or checked. I can hit a number to indicate the reference I want to go to. And then you hit the control type. Again, B for button, E for edit box, O for combo box, X for checkbox, R for radio button, L for list box, or A for anything that you want to go to. Whatever the control is, doesn't matter. Now you can also just hit N enter and it will repeat the last enhanced control search that you just did. So if you looked for the sixth checkbox, you could do N enter again. It will then find again the next sixth checkbox or however you want to deal with that. So maybe you're checking for the unchecked checkboxes and you just want to keep going between them. You could just do N enter after doing the first N U X. Next time you could just do N enter, N enter, N enter, and it would just repeat that particular find. A very powerful way to move around controls. You can also hit the D and Shift D to go to the next different line. For example, if you were on a text line and you hit this, you would take you to the next line that's not text. The same would be true if you were on a link and so on. So there's basically three types of lines that you could be on. You could be on text, you could be on a link, or you could be on a control. And whatever one you're on, when you hit D, you will be guaranteed to go to the next thing down in the buffer that's not what you're on. I can also hit P. Let me hit P right now.
Since 1990, GW Micro has been a trusted pioneer in the adaptive technology industry and continues to lead with innovative, customer-driven solutions.
What that does is it takes me to the next paragraph and reads the paragraph. So I could just move through a web page paragraph by paragraph by hitting P and Shift P. Now, a lot of these commands where the chunk that you're moving by could be multiple lines, we give you the ability of hitting the left bracket or the right bracket to be able to go to the beginning of the chunk or the end of the chunk. For instance, if I read the current line, I'm sitting on
since 1990,
which is the beginning of my paragraph. Let's say I want to go to the end of that paragraph. I could hit a right bracket, which is two keys to the right of the P key, followed by P.
And continues to lead with innovative, customer-driven solutions.
That takes me to the last line of my paragraph. So it read the line, but I could reread it again with Control Numpad 5.
And continues to lead with innovative, customer-driven solutions.
Now, if I want to go back to the top of this paragraph, I would just hit left bracket, followed by P.
Since 1990, GW Micro has been...
So that's true for a lot of these controls where the chunk is typically bigger than one line, you can do that with. One of the new features that we have added to WindowEyes 7.0 is the ability to move by place markers, or rather have place markers stored on a web page. Place marker allows you to store a particular line location on a web page and then be able to get back to that position very quickly when you come back to that page. Now, one of the things that makes WindowEyes stand out is that we don't just blindly look at this particular position on the web page. We also not only store the line number that you're on, but we store the text that's on that line. So you can then, if you go back to the page and it changes, because today's pages are changing dynamically all the time, and it's no longer on that line, what we'll do is we'll actually search for it, starting at the line that it was on, and go up and down until we can find the text that matches it. Now, if they remove the text from the page, we won't find it, but you can actually use a place marker to search for the particular occurrence that you want to go to. And we can save these place markers for a specific web page. We can save them for a specific domain. So let's say on every gwmicro.com web page, we have this footer at the bottom. We typically have the header at the top with links and things like that. And let's say that on any one of our GW Micro web pages, you wanted to be able to find the fax web page or fax number, which is always at the bottom. You could set up a place marker for the domain of GW Micro. So no matter what page you're on, you hit this place marker and boom, you would be right on the fax. But if you go to a specific web page that is very specific and isn't anywhere else, then you can just set a place marker to that and be able to go there as well. And again, it doesn't matter if the web page changes, you can just deal with that. So let's just try that example really quick. I'm going to go to the bottom of our web page.
Bottom.
And I'm going to shift tab up until I get to the fax number.
Link support GW Micro. Link sales GW Micro. Visit
again?
Link online ordering Visa.
Whoops,
MasterCard.
There is no fax
Discover
link.
Accepted.
Let me tab down again.
Visit link www.
Let me up arrow.
260-489-2608.
That's the fax number. Let me up arrow again.
Fax.
Okay, there's the fax line, and if I down arrow, it would show me the actual fax number. So it's not a link. No, I was thinking there. But let's say I do want to place a place marker on this particular location. Once you get the browse mode cursor to where you want it to be, you can just press Control-Shift-K to bring up the page marker dialog.
Maybe. Fax. Edit box. Dialog. Place markers.
This brings up the place marker dialog, and it allows you to do many things in here. It's a relatively complicated dialog, but it's not that bad once you understand what all this means. The first edit box you're in is just name. This is just for your reference. You can put anything you want here. This just allows you to label this particular place marker. So I'm going to say GW Fax.
GW space FAX.
Tab again.
Hotkey number H1.
Now,
combo
hotkey
box,
number, once you...
2 of 10.
Sorry. Once you associate or create this place marker, you can give it a hotkey number. By default, you can have up to 9 different hotkeys, 1 to 9, that will just quickly jump to that particular place marker. But you can have an unlimited number of place markers. It's just these 9 can be very special. So if this is a particular place marker that you want to jump to very quickly by just specifically going to it, then you can give it a number, 1 to 9. And it defaults to 1 here because I don't have any place markers associated yet. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it hotkey number 1. Tab again.
Temporary. Why? Checkbox. Checked.
Temporary just means, do you just want this place marker just for this session of WindowEyes? Now, if I shut down WindowEyes, I lose my place marker. As long as I keep WindowEyes running, this temporary place marker will remain active. But it's not stored anywhere, so you shut down WindowEyes, your place marker's gone. I'm going to make this one permanent, so I'm going to uncheck temporary.
Space. Unchecked. Temporary. Y. Checkbox.
Tab again.
Auto read lines L. 5. Edit box.
So now it says auto read lines. This is when you jump down to this place marker, how many lines of text do you want to read? Well, in my case, there's one line that says fax. There's another line that has the actual number. So I want to read both. I want to hear fax and number. So I'm going to type in 2 here. When I jump to this place marker, I want to hear 2 lines from the buffer. So I'm going to hit 2.
2.
Tab again.
Applies to web page. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
So this is applies to, do I want this place marker applying to this specific web page or to the domain that the web page is on? Again, the domain is the www.gdmarker.com. The web page would be the specific one that I'm on. Now, in my case, they're one and the same, but I'm just going to do it for this one particular web page, so I'm going to leave it here. I could arrow right to get to domain, but tab again.
Place marker text T. Fax. Edit box.
Place marker text. We'll bring you the line of what that you were on when you brought up the place marker dialog. We'll bring that text into this edit box, but it allows you to specify specifically the text that you think WindowEyes should search for if it can't find. Well, basically, that's the text that it will search for to verify that this place marker is still there or if it has to go find it. So in my case, I'm going to leave the word fax. But let's say you're on a web page where it said results found 592. Well, you wouldn't want the 592 to be part of your place marker because that's going to change depending on how many items it found. So you'd probably want to say results found and get rid of the extra text. That's why we let you modify the text that the place marker is actually going to be searching for. Let me tab off of this. Here's where the real power comes in.
Position relative to line number only. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 3.
So position relative to. So we've got our place marker set up, but how do we know WindowEyes is going to be able to find this or that that place marker is still valid? So the first radio button is line number only. This just says blindly remember the line number it's on and take me to that line number, whether the text is there or not. Kind of a dumb way to do it. We've seen some of the other products out there. That's basically all that they can do. We have much more sophisticated ways of doing it. But if you just have you just want to start at always line 20, well, then just do this, and you'll always start on line 20. But let me down arrow again.
Position relative to line number and text. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 3.
Line number and text. So this will say, take me to the line number if and only if the text still matches what I stored up in my place marker text up there. So WindowEyes is going to go to that line number. It's going to verify the text is still there. If it's not there, it's going to say place marker not found. If it is there, then it will take us there. The next radio option is
position relative to line number and text search.
So this
radio
is the
button.
Most powerful.
Checked. 3 of 3.
This says, go to the line number, look to see if the text matches. If it does, stop, put me there, I'm happy. If it's not there, then start searching for it. And the way that we search is we'll go up a line, look for it, we'll go down a line, look for it. Up a line, another line, look for it, go down another line and look for it. And we'll keep expanding out in that direction so we start the search at where it was and we'll find the first occurrence that we can that still matches that text. A very powerful way to find that. And that's what I'm going to do here because our main web page actually changes. And I'm going to verify this because on our main page, we have a tip of the day that comes up. And depending on which tip you get, it will make the line count go bigger and smaller. And so it's very important that we actually do the text search because just storing the line number would not find the correct fax line. So I'm going to tab again.
Add entry. A. Button.
And add entry. So there's more options on this dialog, but that's all I'm going to do here. I've set it up for hotkey one. I've set it up to read two lines. It's not a temporary one, and we're going to do the search for it. So I'm going to go ahead and hit entry to add it.
Name and GW.
And now
Max.
I'm going to go ahead and tab off to, I'm just going to go ahead and hit enter. Closes the dialog, and I'm back inside my browse mode buffer. Now I'm still on the fax line. I just read the current line with Control 5.
Thanks.
Now let me do Control Shift S, which is our speak summary. Let's see what line this is on.
Line 78 of 85, 41, link 2 on clicks, 1 table, 14, paragraph 6, heading 7, acronym 6, anchors.
Okay, I apologize for talking over that. Line 78 of 85, I think it said. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the top with Control Home.
Top.
I'm going to refresh the web page by hitting F5. This is just an Internet Explorer thing to refresh the web page. That's going to cause my tip of the day to reload.
Refresh page. 41 links, 2 on clicks, 1 table, 6.
I'm going to assume that this particular tip of the day made it either shrink or get bigger. I'm not sure which. But I'm going to then jump down to my particular place marker. Now, there's a couple ways that I can jump to my place marker. I can hit 1 followed by J because I labeled my place marker as hotkey 1. So I could do 1J and go there. Or I can do K to just go to the next place marker. Shift K goes to the previous place marker. So in my case, I only have 1 anyway. So let me hit K to go to jump to the next place marker. So here's K.
Fax 26048926608.
So it found it again and read the two lines exactly as I want. Now let's see what line we're on here. I'm going to do Control Shift S.
Line 80 of 87, 41 links, 2 on clicks, 1 table, 14 paragraph, 6 heading, 7 acronym, 6 anchors.
Okay, so now we're on line 80 of 87, and we actually found it. So the only thing that changed here was the text and the tip of the day. Everything else is exactly the same, but the tip of the day got a lot longer, evidently, because now there are 87 lines versus the 85 lines, and my tip of the day now moved down from 78 to 80 as well, but we found it. So let me go back up to the top with Control Home.
Top.
Now I can do 1 followed by J to also go directly there. 1, J.
1. Fax 26048926608.
That's just another way to do it. So if I'm at the bottom of my document with Control Home,
bottom,
and I hit K,
no place in the
of course there are no more down, but if I do a Shift K,
Fax 26048926,
I'll silence it, but it found it again. So that's just a way to be able to move around between place markers. You can also save the place markers out, or rather export this information if you want to give it to another person, so where they can then import those place markers and be able to get the same place marker functionality that you have. But your settings are automatically saved and they are retained unless you were to clear out those entries either manually by going to the web page and clearing it out or going to the document specific settings where you can export and import them and clearing them out as well. Let's move on. Let's see. We've talked about place markers, paragraphs. Let's load a good test page with lots of examples. And GW Micro, we actually have a test page that you can go through and see lots of cool things that we can do. And I'll just kind of run through some of those, and then we'll talk about the verbosity. But let me go ahead and do Control Home
top
to get to the top. Didn't really need to do that. But let me talk about the, remember the page navigation dialog we talked about inside Word, which brought up a dialog with radio buttons with lots of ways to be able to navigate around within the elements within the Word document. The same keystroke is also relative in browse mode, only it gives me things that I can move around within the current web page. Let me hit Insert tab.
Links. S. Skip to main content. List box.
I'm going to silence this, but this is very similar dialogue to we had in Word, only the radio buttons are now different. There's a radio button for all the links, frames, tables, headings, lists, anchors, forms, controls, and place markers are all the radio buttons that I have. Now, again, not all of these are enabled because this particular page, for instance, doesn't have frames, it doesn't have lists, it doesn't have forms, and it doesn't have any controls. So those options are disabled. But the place marker I just added is there, so my place marker radio button is enabled. There's lots of links, of course, so that's enabled. And by default, links is the radio button that's always selected by default unless you have a page that doesn't have any links, which is kind of a dead page, but possible. And again, I could just arrow tab off to the radio buttons, pick the entry I want, hit the shortcut to get to the entry I want or whatever, and then the list box would automatically adapt to that. Now, I can sort my list box by alphabetical order or web page order. Web page order is typically the way that it is. But in my case, what I want to do is I wanted to get to this test web page so we can show you off some of the functionality that WindowEyes could automatically do for you. What I'm going to do is I'm in the link list of links. I want to go to the WindowEyes. So I'm going to type in WIN.
WindowEyes. 2 of 43.
Immediately takes me to WindowEyes, and I can hit enter, and that will execute the WindowEyes link. So let me do that.
Visit link WindowEyes. 50 links, 2 on clicks, 1 table, 4 headings. Links
now it's going to automatically start reading this page, but I silenced it with the control key. I want to go down, and I want to keep finding the particular test page that we have. Now, I can't remember exactly the wordage of it, so I'm going to try just doing Control-Shift-F, which is our find. We talked about this reading relative to the mouse pointer, but when you're in browse mode, it actually is going to find text in the browse mode buffer. So let me do Control-Shift-F.
Find N. Congratulations.
And let's type in tutorial.
U-A-L.
And hit enter.
Found. Link launch WindowEyes quick tutorial Micromedia flash required.
Okay, that's not what we want. Let me do Insert-F to find the next one.
Found. Link tutorials.
Nope, do it again.
Found. Visit link tutorial test page.
There we go. So we just insert F to keep doing the next find, and now we found tutorial test page. I couldn't remember what that was called, but I knew it was a link. I could have just tried groping around all the links or whatever, but that was a quick way to find it. So we're on tutorial test page. I'm going to hit enter to load this.
134 links, 2 on clicks, 3 headings. Link skip to main content visit.
I'll silence this again. It's starting to read the new web page that just loaded in. And now I know that there's one more link in here, and there's some text that goes along with the description of all of this or whatever, but it's called WindowEyes Tutorial Test Page. And this will actually load the page that I want. So I'm just going to go ahead and do my insert tab again, type in WindowEyes-Tutorial.
WindowEyes Tutorial Test Page.
And I can hit enter.
GW Micro WindowEyes Tutorial. 9 links, 1 table, 22 headings. GW Micro.
So I'm going to silence this. 22 headings. We've basically created a heading for each of the different things that we like to show off within WindowEyes. The first thing is access keys. Now, some of the verbosity that we have within WindowEyes is disabled, so we're not going to necessarily hear all of these things. So before I actually get into this page, I want to bring up the verbosity dialog, the same thing we did inside Microsoft Word, and we went through all of the verbosity options for Microsoft Word. I want to bring up the verbosity dialog and show you all of the things that are specific to browse mode. And because we're in browse mode, when I do the insert V, it will bring me automatically to the browse mode verbosity options, just like it brought me to Word when I was in Word. So let me hit insert V.
Elements. Access keys. No selected item. List box. 1 of 15. Dialogue. Verbosity setting.
I'm going to silence that. But this brought up the same verbosity dialogue. I have the same two list boxes, the group list box, but now it's selected browse mode as opposed to Word when I was in Word. And the elements then that are available within browse mode are now selected. But not an element was not specifically selected because the line that I was on didn't really represent any of the element types. Now, had I been in one of the element types, like maybe an access key or an acronym or something else that would have fallen into one of the element groups, then it would have highlighted that group by default. So let me hit the space to actually select the first element group.
Space. Access
Whoops, I'm
keys.
Sorry, down arrow.
Access keys. 1 of 15.
So access keys is the first element. These are just sorted alphabetical order. So here, I've selected the browse mode group and the access keys element type in browse mode. And we're basically telling WindowEyes what to do with access keys. If I were to tab off.
Indicate shortcut. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Indicate shortcuts. So it's saying when you come across an access key, which is just a way that a document or a web author can actually embed a shortcut key within their document so that the user can actually hit that shortcut to get usually to a control of some sort, an edit box of some sort like that. I'm just going to go ahead and hit space to turn that on.
Space. Checked. Indicate
and there's also the read to end, very similar to Word. So do you want to hear it when you're doing read to end? Do you not want to hear it when you're doing read to end, but when you're arrowing and that type of thing? Let me shift tab back.
Elements.
Down arrow.
Acronyms, abbreviations. 2 of 15.
I'll silence that. It says acronyms and abbreviations. What do you want to do when there are embedded acronyms and abbreviations within the web page? We can say I want to include the type, so I want to know if it's an acronym or an abbreviation. I want to expand it. So let's say we have scuba. Do I want to hear self-contained underwater breathing apparatus? I can replace it by actually just totally replacing that option that's in there, or I can do nothing. meaning just don't indicate anything when you come across those particular acronyms or abbreviations. And again, there's a read to end option in there. So let me just turn this on. I'm going to tab over.
Do not
and
indicate.
I'm going to say go radio ahead and expand.
Expand. Radio button.
I'll back tab back into my elements.
Elements.
Acronym. Tab down.
Flash. 3 of 15.
So Flash, do you want to know the beginning and end of Flash? Let me tab off.
Insert beginning end message. Checkbox. Unchecked.
It's unchecked. Let me check it.
Space. Check.
And I'm going to shift tab back.
Elements. Flash.
Let me go down.
Forms. 4 of 15.
Forms, we can say, do we want to know the beginning and end of a form? Do we want to know the beginning and end of a field set as you're down arrowing through this document? I'm going to leave those unchecked. Down arrow again.
Headings. 5 of 15.
Do you want to know about headings? And this is checked by default. So when you go down to a line that has a heading, WinDevice will tell you not only that it's a heading, but tell you the level group, level of the heading, anywhere from 1 to 6. The smaller the number, the larger the heading, the visual representation of the font size that's there. The bigger the number, the smaller the heading, the smaller the print. So that's already checked. So let me go down.
Languages. 6 of 15.
Languages. So if you're using a language like Eloquence or a synthesizer like Eloquence that has multiple languages in it, and you're going across a web page and the web page is tagged such that it needs to change languages, or the, let's say you've got a paragraph of French or a paragraph of German in there. If you have Eloquence selected and you have this verbosity enabled, which says switch synthesizer languages automatically, WinDevice will automatically switch to that language of Eloquence and go ahead and continue on reading through that. Or you can just say beginning English, beginning French, end of French, beginning German, end German as you're going down through that as well. These are options that you can enable or disable. So right now we have the switch synthesizer language automatically. And if we have some time, maybe I'll go ahead and switch to Eloquence and show you how this works. Down arrow again.
Links. 7 of 15.
Links. If I were to tab off of this, there's a radio button that says do not indicate if it's a link, indicate link before the text, or indicate link after the text. So we've got before, so we're going to say link blah, but we could say blah link. Do you want to identify same page links? So as you're arrowing down, we can tell you if it's the same page link, meaning when you hit enter on it, it's just going to take you to a different location on the same web page. That's unchecked by default. Do you want to identify if it's a visited link? This is checked. This is why we were saying visited link before. And of course, there's read to end options. Let me down arrow.
Lists. 8 of 15.
Lists. Do you want to insert the beginning and end of a list? Do you want to indicate bullets as you're going down through a list? These are both checked by default. And of course, read to end versions as well. Down arrow again.
Long desk. 9 of 15.
A long description. Do you want to indicate if the web page has long description text embedded within the page? This is unchecked by default. Down arrow again.
Miscellaneous. 10 of 15.
A bunch of miscellaneous things. Nothing's more frustrating than when you're reading a web page and all of a sudden the web page changes on you. And this is becoming more common with web pages as they're updating commercials or advertisements and things like that. But there's a radio button here that says do not suspend refresh. Suspend refresh flash only, or suspend all refresh. So what you can do is, if a page is constantly changing on you, you can actually tell WinDevice to tell the browser to stop refreshing the web page. Or you can just say, just stop refreshing the flash content, but leave the other metafresh refreshes going on and that type of thing. Those are in this miscellaneous group. You can indicate a new pop-up window. So if Internet Explorer launches a new window, for instance, we can give you a little verbal, a little verbal sound that will play to indicate that a new copy of Internet Explorer launched. We can include graphic with no description. So right now, if you're arrowing down and you come across a graphic that doesn't have description, we pull that out of the browse mode buffer. But if you want to know that's there, we can still put that in there. Now, if it has text, we'll keep that there. But this is just saying if it has no text, you want to know about it or not. Several other options here that I'm not going to get into. Here's where you can also set what's considered text, meaning how many characters have to be in a line, how many lines have to be consecutive. They're both set to 1. And a couple other options that I won't get into. Let me down arrow again.
New page information. 11 of 15.
New page information. This one has a ton of checkboxes over there that you can, when a new page loads in, what do you want to hear about that new web page? We can hear status messages like loading page, load done, all of that. That's unchecked. We can hear the number of lines, number of links, number of frames, number of tables, number of lists, number of paragraphs, number of headings, number of forms, number of acronyms and abbreviations, number of block quotes, number of languages, number of long descriptions, number of anchors, number of access keys, number of flash objects, the number of just general objects. the refresh rate of the web page. Let's say it's set to refresh every 30 seconds. We can tell you that. And how much of the web page do you want to read? By default, we'll read the first 24 lines, but we could set it up to read the entire web page when it loads, or don't read the web page at all when it initially loads. You'll have to start it. All of these individual checkboxes is like an a la carte menu. You can pick and choose the element types you want. By default, we're going to read you links, frames, tables, headings, and flash objects. And we're going to read the first 24 lines. But you can go in and check other items if you want to hear those as well. Let me down arrow.
Objects. 12 of 15.
Objects. If they're embedded objects, do you want to know the type of the object? Do you want to expose any alternative text that might be in that object? And we can give you that information as well. Down arrow.
Paragraphs. 13 of 15.
So paragraphs. If you tab off of this one, it says smart paragraph mode. We are more intelligent with paragraphs because it may not be tagged as a paragraph, but if there's a gap, we'll consider that a paragraph. And by turning on the smart mode, we can make it a little bit more intelligent when you're moving by paragraph, hitting the P key. Now, you can also use the beginning and ending paragraph indications. If you were to check insert beginning and end, then we'll automatically tell you beginning of paragraph, end of paragraph. Do you want this during read to end? Do you want to know about blank lines? All of that can be done in the paragraphs elements group. Down arrow again.
Quotes, block quotes. 14 of 15.
Quotes and block quotes. Do you know the beginning and ending of a block quote? So it'll say beginning quote, end quote, that type of thing. Let me down arrow again.
Tables. 15 of 15.
Tables, there's lots here. Do you want to know the beginning and end of tables? Do you want the table summary? Do you want the table size? Do you want to indicate the row grouping? Do you want to indicate merge cells? Do you want a heading attribute override? Do you want the default header to be off, or attribute only, or column, or row or column, or all of this business? You can get very, very specific of how you want to actually deal with tables. That's all of the verbosity options specific to browse mode that you can control. These are global settings. Once you save them, they will remain there your entire session. Unless you save them to disk, then they'll be there forever for any web page that you go to, whether you're using Firefox or you're using Internet Explorer. So let's go ahead and escape out of this. And that puts us back into our web page. I can read the current line.
Top.
It says I'm still at top. I can down arrow.
GW Micro Incorporated.
Again.
Window Eyes Test Page.
Let me just hit H to go by heading. H is another way to just jump by heading. So let me go H.
Heading 3. Access keys.
Now let me go ahead and down arrow through this.
Access keys.
Again.
Edit boxes can have access keys associated with them for quick access.
Again.
First name.
Again.
Edit box, please enter your first name.
Now, I just realized a mistake that I did here. Remember I changed the access keys to indicate the access keys, but I hit escape out of the verbosity dialog. The escape is actually the abort, so it didn't actually save that particular heading. Let's just show real quick how this actually works, though. So let me go back up to
first name.
Up arrow again.
Edit boxes can have access keys.
Let me bring up
keys.
The verbosity, insert V.
Elements. Paragraphs.
I'm going to go up to
with
access,
box.
Hit home.
Beginning of page. Access keys.
Tab off.
Indicate shortcut. Checkbox.
Hit space.
Space. Checked.
Now I'm going to hit enter to actually save that. Now let me down arrow.
First name.
Down arrow again.
Alt Q. Edit box, please enter your first name.
So it told me Alt Q is the shortcut to get to this particular edit box. So if I turn off browse mode with Control Shift A, I could hit Alt Q and it would take me right to the first name edit box. Go down again.
Last name.
Again.
Alt P. Edit box,
Alt
please
B
enter your last
would take
name.
Me to the edit box here for last name, and so on and so on. So that's how the access keys can actually be done. Let me hit H to go to acronyms and abbreviations.
Heading 3, acronyms abbreviations.
Now here again, I had acronyms and abbreviations enabled, but I disabled them. So let's hear what it says without it first. Let me go down.
Acronyms abbreviations.
Again.
Acronyms formed by the initial letter or letters.
One more.
Abbreviations, a shortened form of a written word, can be expanded. Acronyms. NATO. Radar. Scuba.
So those were down arrows. It heard NATO, radar, and scuba. Now let me go back up to
radar, NATO, acronyms.
Let me turn on the verbosity because, again, I had it on, but I lost it. So insert V.
Dialogue.
I'm going to quickly hit A for
element
access
a,
abbreviation,
access
or acronyms,
a,
rather.
Acronyms abbreviation.
Tab off.
Do not indicate.
I'm going to say expand.
Expand.
Radio. Hit enter. And now when I down arrow.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, acronym.
So instead of saying NATO, it actually spelled it out. Down arrow again.
Radio detecting and ranging radar. Acronym.
Down arrow again.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, scuba. Acronym.
And now let's go to abbreviations.
Abbreviations.
Again.
World Wide Web, www.
So that was World Wide Web, which was just www, and we expanded it. Abbreviation.
Abbreviation, APR.
ABBR is abbreviation, and so on and so on. So we can automatically expand these if we have that verbosity option on. Hit H for next heading.
Heading 3. Anchors.
And we can tell you about anchors as you're moving around within anchors. We also give you hotkeys that you can move between anchors. You can hit A and shift A to go from one anchor to the next anchor. An anchor basically is just, it doesn't necessarily have to be a link, but it's just some way to be able to jump to a specific area on a web page. Let's hit H to go to the next heading.
Heading 3, Flash.
Flash components. Now, again, I turned this off, but let me just down arrow. Now, there's a flash component here. It would have told me beginning flash and end of flash as I was reading through this, but I turned that one off. And, yeah, so it's just up to you if you want to know about the flash components as you're moving along. Let me hit H to go to the next one.
Heading 3, Form Fields and Legends.
So here we do have some form fields and some field legends as we go through. So here we actually do have some controls. Let me just say I want to go to the next checkbox. So I'm going to hit NX.
Checkbox unchecked red.
So here's red. Now, if I want to actually check this checkbox, I can hit space.
Checked.
I can uncheck it by hitting space.
Unchecked.
And I'm still in browse mode as I do this. So I can basically fill out radio buttons. I can access buttons and things like that and still be in our browse mode. Now, if I want to fill out edit boxes and things like that, I would actually have to get out of browse mode. And the easiest way to do that is to get on the edit box, hit enter. You can then fill out the edit box, tab off to the next controls and fill all those things out as you deal with it. If you need to turn browse mode back on, you just do Control Shift A again to deal with that. The manual goes in much great depth of how to actually interact with forms and things like that. But here's just a couple examples of the forms and things like that. When you're using form, you can do an F or Shift F to go between the different form fields. You can also hit the E and Shift E to go between the field sets that are in here as well. Let's hit H to go to the next heading.
Heading 3, Headings.
Headings. So if we hit H again.
Heading 1, this is a level 1 heading.
So H is just taking us between the headings.
Heading 2. This is a level 2 heading.
Now, if I want to go to a specific heading and I know the level of it, I could just say like 5H.
5, heading 5. This is a level 5 heading.
So it just takes me to the next level 5 heading if I do a 5H. If I just hit H by itself, it just takes me to the next heading, doesn't matter. Let's hit H again.
Heading 6.
And one
this
more.
This is heading 3, languages.
Okay, now we're actually in languages, and I'm using the DeckTalk Access 32 here, so languages is kind of boring. Let me go ahead and pop up WindowEyes with Control Backslash.
Windowize.
I'm going to go to our file menu,
save as
hit
folder.
Y for select y. Synthesizer, and I'm going to hit E till I get to Eloquence.
E, Echo PC or G, E, Eloquence.
And I'm going to hit Enter for Eloquence Read.
Windowize.
Hit Escape.
GW.
I'm right back inside. Read the current line in browse mode.
Heading 3.
I'm still on my heading 3, which is down arrow.
Languages.
Languages. Let me down arrow again.
When using Sappy Eloquence, Windowize can automatically switch between languages.
Down again.
When they are encountered on the web page.
Down again.
Spanish, esta oración se escribe en español. Hola, ¿cómo está usted hoy? Estoy haciendo.
Now, my Spanish isn't very good, so I assume that read some good stuff there, but that actually switched to the Spanish eloquence. Let me down again.
Muy bien. Gracias por pedir.
Again.
Francesc frase écrite en français. Bonjour. Comment êtes-vous aujourd'hui?
Now that actually switched to the French because it's tagged as French text. Down again.
Je suis en train de faire très bien.
Still French. Down again.
Gamal dieser Satz ist deutsch geschrieben. Hallo. Wie geht es Ihnen? Mir geht es.
Now we switch to German. Down again.
Gut. Danke der Nachfrage.
Again.
Italian questa frase è scritta nello spagnolo. Ciao.
Come siete
oggi? Sto facendo.
Down again.
Benissimo. Grazie per chiedere.
One more.
Heading 3.
And now we're back out of that. So I'm going to go ahead and just switch back to Deck. I could just stay with Eloquence, but I want to keep consistent in this tutorial. So I'm going to pop back up.
Window Eyes.
Alt-F-Y.
Y.
Hit D for Deck and hit Enter and Escape.
GW Micro Incorporated.
And I'm right back to the Deck Talk. Still sitting on.
Heading 3.
Links. Which is
links.
Down arrow there. Got me to the links. So the languages is actually very cool as long as it's tagged. We've had some people call us up saying, hey, I'm listening to this web page and it switches to British English. What's going on? And that's just because the page was tagged as British English. If you don't like that switching, you can turn that off and just be able to deal with that if you want. Specific web pages if you want to deal with that or however you want to do it. Let me skip the links because we pretty much talked about those. Let me hit H again.
Heading 3. Lists.
Here's lists. So when I'm in a list, I can hit an S or Shift S to go between the list itself, or hit an L or Shift L to go between each list item within a list. So S just takes me to the next list, and when I'm in a list, I can do I or Shift I to go to the previous or next elements within that. Remember, you can use the left bracket and right bracket to go to the beginning and end of that. So let me hit an S.
List 1 with 4 items.
List 1 with 4 items. Now I can just hit I to go to the next item.
1 dog.
Again.
2 cat.
Again.
3 fish.
Again.
4 snake.
Again.
End of list 1.
That's the end of list 1. So I could hit S to go to the next list.
List 2 with 4 items.
Hit I.
300 Microsoft.
Now this list started at 300. and WindowEyes automatically read that information for you. Let me go to another list here. Hit us again.
List 3 with 4 items.
One more.
List 4 with 4 items with one sublist.
So we have a sublist in there. So I can, again, hit S to go to that sublist.
List 4.1 with 4 items with one sublist.
And there's another sublist. I can hit S again.
List 4.1.1 with 3 items.
And we can just go as deep as we want, list within list within list and things like that. So it works actually very nicely. Now there are long descriptions. Let me hit H to go to the long description.
Heading 3, long descriptions.
Alt-Enter would launch the long description of an element. If you hover over an object with the mouse, you may get more information. Just pressing Enter might activate the link, but Alt-Enter will open the long description. So it actually re-renders the page with the long description that you would actually expect. Let me hit H again.
Heading 3, pop-up windows.
Pop-up, let me escape that with Alt-H or H again.
Heading 3, objects.
Objects. An object is a multimedia element that allows web page authors to insert images, programs, video clips, or other HTML documents into a web page. Once you have been notified of an object, you can replace the object element with any available alternative element designated by the web page author by pressing Alt-Enter. But let me just down arrow and see what we got here.
Objects allow
there's not too many examples
to
here
of
some of the objects, just kind of describing it. Let me hit H to go to the next heading.
Heading 3. Paragraphs.
Okay, we already talked about P and Shift P to move between paragraphs. Hit H again.
Heading 3, quotes, block quotes.
If you have quotes and block quotes, you can use Q and Shift Q, and of course the left bracket and right bracket to go to the beginning and end of those, to move between block quotes and things like that. Let me hit a Q.
They went in single file, running like hounds on a strong scent, and an eager light was in their eyes, nearly due west the broad swath of the marching orchestra.
I'm going to silence that, but that will read me the next quote or block quote that's in there. A lot of times web browser, or rather email clients, will use these block quotes to indicate the previous email message as well as your new message. You can easily read what was there, what wasn't there. Let me hit tab.
Heading 3, tables.
Tables. Let me down arrow through this. Let me down arrow to
tables
get to the table.
Tables are used to group information into a specific layout. WindowEyes allows access. So tables with T and Shift T.
So again, T and Shift T would take me between tables. So if I hit a T.
Table 1 travel expense report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during August trips to San Jose and Seattle. Star 10 rows 5 columns.
Once you're to deal with tables here, you have to hit Control Plus to go into table mode. So you can hit either plus on the numeric keypad or on the top of your keyboard. So I'm going to do Control Plus.
Table 1 travel expense report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during August trips to San Jose and Seattle on R1C1. Entering header.
Now, to get out of table mode, you would just do a control minus. But what this does is allows you to move around between the cells of your table, and basically the cell content now becomes the content of your browse mode buffer. I no longer can see the entire web page. I'm only looking at the cell of that particular cell that I'm in. So I can, again, use my insert arrow keys. So let me do dedicated arrow keys. So let me do insert right arrow.
Wheels.
Meals. Insert right.
Hotels.
Insert right.
Transport.
Insert right.
Subtables.
Insert down.
Entering body.
Insert down. Insert down. There's really nothing else there. Let me
San
do insert
Jose,
right. Left, I'm sorry.
Arc 97.
Down.
90.00.
Down. Down.
Seattle. 27 Arc 97. Transport.
And again, I can just navigate through this.
00.
Whoops, sorry. This is a very complicated table that you can actually move that has headers, row headers, column headers, and WindowEyes is going to go ahead and read that information for you if we decide to do that. So I can, depending on the table, I can use Control-Shift-H to toggle between. Let me just press that. Control-Shift-H.
Column title.
Column title only.
Row title.
Row title only.
Column or row.
Column or row headers as you're moving.
Column and row.
Column and row headers as you're moving.
RXCY.
Or just the RXCY positions of it.
No title.
Or no title at all as I'm moving around through that. So tables are very, very sophisticated within browse mode to be able to navigate those. I'm going to go ahead and get out with control minus. Again, either minus, numpad, or top of the keyboard.
Table off.
Let's hit H to go down to the next heading.
Heading 3. Element properties hotkey.
Remember insert E inside a word. We could press that at any point to get the element properties specific to that document. Let me down arrow.
Element properties hotkey.
Let me go down again.
Using the WindowEyes element properties, attribute information is easily obtainable.
Again?
This text is red and bold.
Okay, this text is red and bold. Let's just verify that. I'm going to do insert E to bring up the element properties dialog. Same we did in Word, only now it's relative to browse mode.
Okay. Button. Dialog. Element properties. Description colon. Static text left paren. Abbreviation right paren. Font colon, Verdana. Size colon, 12px. Style colon, bold. Foreground colon, red. Background colon, shade of pale blue R165G207B247. Default. OK. Button.
So it said shade of pale blue was the background color, and the foreground color it said was red, which is exactly correct, and we gave you the RGB values of that background color as well. So if you want to get these very specific information about the element that you're sitting on, just do insert E and you'll be right there with it. Let me hit escape to get out of this dialog. Let's hit H again.
No heading.
There are no more headings in here. The only other keys I'd like to talk about is the refresh. You can do Alt-Shift-M to rotor between the... Let me just do that. Alt-Shift-M.
Suspend flash.
Suspend flash.
Suspend off.
Suspend off.
Suspend all.
Suspend all. I'm going to leave it that way. We had the verbosity option. Remember, you did insert V, and you could go down there as well and change it. But we also gave you a hotkey to do that. The mouse search, Control-Shift-F. We already talked about that. That's very similar to the search that we talked about prior inside Word and inside WordPad when we were doing those tutorial sections. But in this case, it's all relative to what's in browse mode. Typically, outside of browse mode, it's only what's visible on the screen and it will move the mouse pointer there. In browse mode, it's the entire browse mode buffer, whatever's there, and it will move the browse mode cursor to that location that you're finding. So don't forget about the insert tab, which is the page navigation. Don't forget about insert V, which is the verbosity dialog, and insert E, which is the element properties. There's much, much more, so please refer to section 19 of the WindowEyes manual for a full description of how to browse using the internet. Again, Firefox could be demonstrated, but for what we've shown, it all would be pretty much the same. Let's move on to the next section.